we've gone through, but never in my life have I seen a time like this. I've never seen a time like this, and it looks like collapse economically is imminent because we can't sustain what we're doing. Prices going up and inflation going up, and then literally people literally I don't know if you heard this, but Dr. Artis, this is breaking news, found out the peptides in the jab are actually from a serpent venom in China, one serpent in China, and then a king cobra. So they're actually in the jab using the same thing that is being injected in you if you get bit by a snake, a poisonous snake. And if you get bit by a poisonous snake, and this is solid evidence on this, and if you get bit by a poisonous snake, you're going to go to the hospital and get antivenom. Well, guess what antivenom is? Monoclonal or polyclonal antibodies. Well, what's the last thing they just got rid of and said you can't use them anymore in the hospitals? January 2022, this year, monoclonal antibodies. Why don't they want that? Well, they don't want that because it's an antivenom, and they're trying to snake bite us. And you know who's behind the snake bite. Amen. So I'm just saying, I've never, ever, ever seen a time like this. I've been through so many things where literally, I didn't live during Hitler. I was just after that. But I've talked to people that lived through Hitler. And this is, to me, more organized death than Hitler, and using hospitals instead of concentration camps, although they've had some concentration camps as well. But anyway, I'm just saying to you that, listen to me tonight, unless God intervenes in 2022, we will go into the last 7 years that's prophesied and that's covered in much of the book of Revelation. And so what we're talking about and preaching about is important. Now, I personally believe that God's going to hear prayer and intervene. I personally believe that he's going to push back the devil's timeline and give us an opportunity. But it's a last-minute deliverance that we're needing to see. And I am still praying for that, and I'm still praying that God would expose in 2022, begin to expose the terrible theft of the election and all the evil that's been perpetrated. And I have said before, and I'll say it again, I believe if and when God exposes that, and I believe he will, that there will be trials that will make the Nuremberg trials of Hitler's henchmen look like a Sunday school picnic. And I just saw tonight on mainstream news, Microsoft News, where Durham is making huge progress and is proving all kinds of incestuous, they call it, not in the physical sense, but incestuous in the legal sense, relationships in the Hillary Clinton campaign to lie about Donald Trump and all of that, about Russia, including with Russia. He's uncovering the fraud. He's uncovering the lies. And Michael Sussman, her lawyer, is being indicted as we speak. That's going forward. And so I'm just saying that keep praying for divine intervention as we fight this new world order through spiritual weapons. But tonight, we know that eventually, listen to me, that Satan is going to win and have a global government. And he's only going to win because God's going to finally give him his opportunity to have a one world government under a man who is a Gentile called the Beast, Revelation, and then his Jewish Antichrist will help him to get Israel into it. And it's amazing what's going on with the nation of Israel right now. They are being deceived. They're being lied to, just like people in the United States and God's chosen people being lied to. And they've taken more of the jab than probably anybody else in the world. And the Israeli government, as a Jew, Dr. Zelenko, if you ever heard of Dr. Zelenko, he's really a sharp Jew. I know you've heard of him. He said the Israeli government should be arrested, that the government of Israel is doing terrible things to their people. And, of course, this is Satan. We know that. We know about a guy named Harari who works with Klaus Schwab, who's a German Klaus Schwab. Harari is an apostate Jew. And he says, we don't pray to a God above the clouds. We look for our God in the cloud. And his idea is that when we die, we just become cease to exist. We're like a computer. You turn the computer off, it's off. So he wants to upload the brains of elite people onto the cloud and keep them alive and try to develop in the body of a man, make it transhuman so it will live forever, so to speak. And isn't that what Satan said? You know, you shall not die. And that's what these guys are after. And so we are living in great evil times. And they are satanic times, and I can't help but warn people and tell people. It's not like preachers that you've heard, Brother Jose, years ago, they would talk about the one world government. They'd talk about the beast, but it was way out in the future. But we can see it now. It's so close. I actually saw a thing where there was a hand, and it's a light thing. It lights up on your hand, and this was, Brother Steve, you gave that to me from a guy that has been a blessing to us in our church. His name is Chris. But anyway, he said that he showed a picture of they have a thing where you put your hand under a scanning device, and it lights up if you have a mark. And with that mark in your hand, you can buy and sell. And you don't need a debit card. And the money comes right out of your account. So all of these things are coming together like never before. And we started two messages, and this will be the third one, on patiently persevering for your rewards. And we started in Revelation 14. You can go there, verse 9 through 13, Revelation 14, 9 through 13. And you know what? I said, if, let's say, God intervenes and pushes back the enemy timeline, young people like Luke Zukowski may be here when some of us are not here, if God pushes it back. Because if you know your Bible, listen to me tonight, you know the rapture can't happen tonight. You know the rapture can't happen tomorrow. You know the rapture can't happen next week. Now, to a lot of people, that's heresy. And I used to listen to my Bible college professors, and they preached that the rapture can happen at any moment. And I began to look at it, and I said, no, I don't see that in the Bible. I see that there are these events that must happen before the rapture, and it will lead up to the rapture, and there'll be signs that the rapture, and you'll be able to recognize those events. And the revelation didn't make much sense to me. It made some sense, but I couldn't really preach on it with conviction. But when I understood what I understand now, it all began to come together. And I find out when I teach now on these things, people begin to pick it up. And you know who really picks it up? Young people. And just like kids pick up computers, they pick up prophecy if it's being taught to them. And they're going to use this, and they're going to use the teaching in Revelation to help others during this time and to strengthen the faith of others during this time. And so it's important, you see, that we know these things and that we pass these things on. I was telling my son, I said, you know, I asked a question. I said, when will it be imminent, the rapture? When will we know that the rapture is imminent? In other words, when will we know that the rapture could happen today? When will we know that the... I asked this question. Listen to me. When will we know the rapture can happen today or any moment? And I said, I had the answer, and it was technically correct. But I asked for the answer, it was given wrongly, and then I asked Luke, and he gave after the sixth seal of Revelation 6, Brother Bob. This is what Luke said. And the answer I had was during the tribulation period. But he gave a more correct answer than mine. And I was like, wow. And then I started teaching on this. And that was very good because the tribulation will be in the middle of the 7 years, and it will be kicked off with the mark of the beast when you'll be required to have a mark on your hand or your forehead just in case your hand gets cut off. You can't cut your head off and live. So you have it on your hand or your forehead, and you'll not be able to buy groceries or sell or go to the doctor or anything without that mark. But to get that mark, at that time, you will have to give allegiance to the one world dictator who will be considered, I believe, the most highly evolved man. And so you'll have to acknowledge him as God and over Jesus Christ. He will be the ultimate God. And you'll have to, and then you get that mark. But they will make sure you do that. And you say, well, what if I lie? You know, you won't be able to lie. They'll you know, they can read your thoughts now. You won't be able to lie. And so it will be there. And so once you get that mark, the rapture can happen. But wait a minute. Before the rapture happens, the tribulation of the beast, where he's arresting people and killing people that don't get the mark, that will be cut short by what's called cosmic darkening. The sun, the moon, the stars, the electric grid, and that will cut short and handcuff the beast, because how can he persecute all these people that don't take the mark when he can't see his hand in front of his face? And that cuts it short. And then the rapture is now imminent. It can happen at any moment. There'll be a great earthquake. People's hearts will fail them when they see tsunamis and these events. And the preppers will go into the earth. The preppers, the Bible says in Revelation 6, they'll try to hide from the second coming in the earth. And I believe preppers are rich people that have underground beautiful places, but it's not going to work for them, see? And they're going to try to hide. And then the rapture will happen at any moment, and it will be between the sixth and the seventh seal of the book of Revelation. And so these things are all clearly laid out in the Bible. And what this series is on is you need to patiently persevere for your rewards. And let's go back to Revelation chapter 14. And you need to patiently persevere for your rewards. Now, as you're turning back there to Revelation chapter 14, we said that in chapter 14, verses 9 to 11, don't miss this, he goes back. There's a third angel that during this particular time in Revelation 13, we'll talk, Revelation 14, there's an angel that goes back and reminds the reader of Revelation of how important it is that you didn't take the mark of the beast. Now, in Revelation 14, the mark of the beast is passed. It's already been done. And you either got it or you didn't get it. But he's going back in verses 9 through 11, and this angel is reminding people of the tremendous importance of taking the mark of the beast. People say, why do you talk about the jab so much? Because it leads up to the mark. It is right now testing people and seeing where people are going to stand on the mark, I believe, with all my heart. And that's why I make a lot of it. And I'm wondering why churches don't talk about it more. Why independent fundamental Baptist churches don't talk about it more. And I know independent fundamental Baptist preachers that you know, they are being taught in college that they're not being taught this way, but they believe it nevertheless. Did you know that? They believe it, and I know people, and I've heard about it, and I'm glad for that. But I'm just saying to you that in this chapter 14, he is talking about it. Now this is when chapter 14 is written. The whole 7 years is passed. The first 3.5 years are the global government coming into power and using some of the things that we're seeing today, like pandemics and food shortages and all of the. And what are they doing? They're using crises to seize power. And that's exactly what the Green New Deal is, AOC and all this hogwash. They're simply trying to throw the economy into a crisis. You cannot financially sustain that, so they can crash the economy and set up a digital currency. Bill Gates and Microsoft already has the patent on that. I've already seen it. I've Googled it and seen it, even though they try to lie about it. And the patent is titled W-O-060606, and it's about a digital currency, and it will be embedded into your body, and they can use this vaccine to do it. And so he's already set up for all that. Before they even launch the vaccine, before they launch the disease, which isn't a disease, it's a bioweapon, before they launched it, they already had the vax. They already had the patent for the vax. I'm saying to you that they're, the first 3.5 years, we're not there yet, but the first 3.5 years of the 7 years is to get the world to accept a one-world dictator. And how do they do that? Crash the economy. How do they do that? Create chaos. How do they do that? They create, and then people will give up their liberty. And you've seen that over and over again. They'll give up the Bill of Rights. They'll give up the freedom of speech. The duly elected president of the United States, let's face it, Biden didn't get elected. At least I believe that with all my heart. The duly elected president, he can't even get on Twitter. He can't even get on Twitter. And I pray for Elon Musk to buy Twitter and do it. But there's going to be, we'll see what's going on there with Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, about $42 billion to $45 billion is going to cost him. He has the money to buy Twitter outright. He has the money. But we'll see. And you pray about that. But I'm just saying to you that it is amazing that they use all these crises to seize power. And, of course, Satan is behind it. And who is restraining it? One of the men tell me, who is restraining it so that this one world government that will happen right in the middle of the 7 years, not the beginning. The beginning is to prepare for it and create the crisis for it. But right in the middle, who is the one hinderer or restrainer of this one world government?
Michael the Archangel.
That's correct. Daniel 12, Revelation 12, Michael the Archangel. He is the angel that's the prince to protect the nation of Israel. And he is hindering and restraining that right now. And I pray for angels to protect us and to keep us from this global government. And I believe the United States is almost done. I mean, we're right now, we've been capped. We're taken captive, right? We're taken captive. But there has to be a turnaround and a reinstatement. They have to give back what they stole. If you steal something, doesn't the Bible say you got to give it back? They've got to give it back.
I'm just going to ask you a question. I saw a preacher on TV saying it's the church that is restraining the Holy Spirit operating for the church.
Exactly. That is a common teaching by what we call pre-tribulationalists. They believe that the rapture will happen before the 7 years. And they say then the church leaves, but yet they have all these people getting saved during the 7 years. And the Holy Spirit's supposed to leave, you know, like there's no Holy Spirit. But you see great works of the Holy Spirit being done during the 70th week. And so the Bible is very clear in Revelation 12 that just before the middle of the 7 years, there's a big spiritual war in heaven. It's called Star Wars. And angels are called stars. And they're going to fight. Satan's angels are going to fight Michael and his angels. So Michael is the archangel, and he's equal with Satan. And they're going to fight it out in heaven. Who's going to win that battle? We know Michael's going to win it. Amen? And it's Star Wars. This is the real Star Wars. Satan will be cast down out of heaven for the first time. The accuser of the brethren, he's cast down. That's taught in Revelation, and that's a big thing. And when he's cast down, all of his angels, fallen angels, are cast down with him. And when they're cast down, they're going to inhabit images of the beast. And those images will speak and be able to identify. Like if you have them in your neighborhood, they'll identify you. If you pass by, you know, you are a Christian. You haven't taken the mark. Arrest that guy or kill him. I don't know. They may allow people to kill him. I don't know. But I'm just saying to you that will be the time when Michael will not come down to help. He will allow Satan to have sway on earth. He'll defeat him in heaven, but the Bible says in Daniel 12, he'll stand. He'll stand, and the idea of stand is just stand there at attention and not pursue the devil anymore. And so that is the one who is the restrainer, because as we've already seen, the church is going to be here. And does anybody know the main chapter that I get that's a great teaching from the Apostle Paul on before the day of Christ, that the Antichrist and the beast are going to show themselves? And people that before the rapture happens, does anybody know that chapter in the Bible, the book and chapter in the Bible? Raise your hand, one of the men, if you know that book and chapter in the Bible. All right, Matthew's going to try it. Amen. Let's do it here.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Bingo. Right on. And we're going to look at that again tonight. 2 Thessalonians 2. You see, the epistles are very clear that what Andy just said there is a lie. It's impossible that what these guys are telling us, and the Bible even warns us, don't be deceived. And I'm not blaming these guys. They're good men. They're saved men. They love the Lord. But don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't just take your seminary professor notes and your Bible college. You know, I used to do that. And then I just got in myself and I said, I got to preach this. And my wife said, be sure before you preach it that you believe it. I said, of course, I will. And I waited and I did. But it's very clear in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that that is going to happen before that. And you're going to need, listen to me, do we need patience today to put up with all the stuff going on in the world? How many have felt like you get impatient with all the wickedness that's going on in the world right now? And you just like, wow, this is just too much. I do not. Well, Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so we don't have to teach a fairy tale that we're going to be out of here before the 7 years. That's contrary to the scripture. And I understand, you know, I used to teach that, but I got clarified and I had to admit I was wrong. The Bible corrected me. And I'm willing to say when the Bible corrects me, I'm not the Pope. The Bible is the Pope. And so I'm just saying to you that you know, we need to be taught right, and our young people need to be taught right. And this will not discourage soul winning. This will not discourage being an independent fundamental Baptist. This will not discourage building a church. No, it'll rather encourage it, because you know what's going on, and your faith does not get deceived. People that are deceived, like you just mentioned, they're going to be shocked when all these things begin to unfold. And they're like, we're not even supposed to be here. Where are we? What's going on? And it's going to be like a Pearl Harbor sneak attack. And the Bible even says in 2 Peter chapter 3 that there'll be scoffers that will arise when the Antichrist arises, and they will say, where is the promise of his coming? In other words, I thought you were supposed to be out of here before this person came. Where is the promise of his coming? And people are going to be like, I didn't know the Antichrist was coming first. I thought it was Jesus Christ. We're not looking for Antichrist, right? We're looking for Jesus Christ. That's true. But in order to see Jesus Christ, you got to see the Antichrist. Sorry. It's the book. It doesn't lie. And so I'm looking for Jesus Christ. I'm not looking for the Antichrist. I'm trying to pray he doesn't come in. I'm fighting the vax. I'm fighting with everything I got. But I do know that the book is the book is the book. And God's telling us the truth. And therefore, you know, the faith of young people that have been taught right, you know, they'll see it. I have my kids come to me and they say, man, everything you preach is coming true. It's coming true. It's coming true. You weren't kidding. Even the world is seeing it now. They're saying, man, what's going on here? And so I pray to God that he reinstates Donald Trump. I really do. I believe he's going to do it. I believe in God, and I'm asking you to pray, and I'm believing God for it. But I also am teaching what's going to happen ultimately, so we know the times and the seasons. And we're looking at this third angel here in 9 through 11, and he's talking about those that take the mark. Previous to this, this is after the 7 years. This is just before the bowl judgments of the book of Revelation, between day 5 and day 30, after the 7 years. We're not going to get into all that tonight, but that's when this is written. But it's for the reader to look back and say, listen, don't take the mark. And I say to you, don't take the jab. And if you do take the jab, don't take the booster. Stop it. Now, these people are injecting you with snake venom. They're injecting you with graphene oxide. They're injecting you with nanoparticles. They are trying to turn you into somebody they can track with a 5G computer system. It's all tied in, and it's of the devil. And so we stay away from that. but you're going to need to patiently persevere for your rewards after the Lord pours out his judgment and his wrath and kicks the Bill Gateses and kicks the Hararis and kicks the Klaus Schwabs and these wicked people of the World Economic Forum and the Bilderberg Group and these wicked globalists after Jesus brings down his judgment and kicks them out. He's going to let us inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. And you will have your reward if you're faithful. You'll have more reward than not. And so we want to be faithful now so that we have those rewards in the kingdom that is coming. So I'm going to go right back to 2 Thessalonians 2, and let's turn there. And we've already looked at, because, number one, you'll patiently need to persevere for your rewards because you'll need to endure these deceptive times of the globalist madness. You're already having to endure them, and you're going to have to endure more of those that go into the 7 years. And we already started 2 Thessalonians, but we want to just finish it tonight, and we won't be long. I just want to finish this up tonight, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to ask the men to help me preach as I've done. And so I want you to be thinking about these questions that I asked, because I want to be sure, not just that I know it, I know it, and that I can teach it, but I want to be sure that you're getting it, you're understanding it, and so we want to make it clear, amen? That's what preachers are supposed to do, to make it clear. Now, 2 Thessalonians 2, we already looked at this. He says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him. That is the rapture, is it not? Gathering together to him when he comes out. We're going to meet him in the air. We're going to meet him in the air. Now, we already saw that's going to be after the Great Tribulation in the middle of the seventh week and right after the sixth seal when the cosmic darkening takes place, that's when Jesus is going to come in the clouds, not touch the earth, come in the clouds, and we're going to be caught in the air, all right? Now, does anybody know what the word coming means there? There's a special meaning, a special kind of coming. What is that word coming?
The Greek word parousia, which is a coming and a continual thing where he does a bunch of events along with it.
Exactly right. There's epiphania, which is a Greek word for coming, which has to do with the brightness of his coming. There's erchomai, which is just a simple word, come. And we have, apocalypsis, which has to do, when he comes, he's going to reveal himself and his glory. It's not going to be like he came the first time humbly. He's going to come gloriously. That's apocalypsis, which is revelation. And here the word is parousia. And the word parousia means coming and continuing. So when he comes in the clouds, he's not going to touch the earth, but his glory is going to be manifested in the whole sky, and the dark sky will be made light, and then he will begin to do certain events. The first thing he's going to do is what? Rapture the church. And on the same day he raptures the church, he's going to pour out his wrath. And he has seven trumpets, and that's in Revelation chapter 8, right through verse 19, seven trumpets, and then that's what's called the large scroll of his wrath, the large book of his wrath. That is the trumpet judgments. There are seven of them. When the seventh trumpet is blown, it will be day five after the 70th week on Mount Zion. When it's blown, it will include all the seven bowl judgments, which will take place between day five and day 30. That's the small book, or the little book. And that contains all of the wrath of God. So the wrath of God will start somewhere in the second half of the 70th week, right after the rapture takes place, and it will go on through the end of the 70th week, 7 years, and then 30 days after that, that's in Daniel 12. And so that is going to happen. But here in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1, he's talking about the parousia, the coming of the Lord for the rapture. And then to pour out his wrath on the same day and going forward through the remainder of the second half of the 3.5 years of the 7 years. Yeah, that will, and then 30 days beyond that, it will go into the other judge. So that's what that is talking about. And then he says, all right, notice what he says there, verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. The day of Christ is the same day the day of the Lord starts, but the day of Christ just deals with the rapture. The day of the Lord deals with wrath. It's going to be the same day. We don't know the day or the hour. Sometime during the second half of the 7 years, according to the biblical timeline. But we know that it's going to come. But Paul said, don't be shaken if somebody tells you it can happen right now. It's at hand. It's not. That's what he says. It's as clear as Jose's fading tan. It's as clear as the nose I'll say on my face, amen, which was broken in college when playing football. It's clear. And so that's what he says. And then he says here, verse 3, look at this. Same thing Jesus said in Matthew 24, Brother Bob. Let no man what? Let no man what? Verse 3, 2 Thessalonians 2. Say it out loud. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except the rapture come first and the Holy Spirit be taken away. Is that what it says? Except what Andy said, that guy taught, the rapture happened and the restrainer, the Holy Spirit, be removed. It doesn't say that, does it? It says that day, the day of the Lord, will not come except there come a falling away first and that man of sin be revealed. The son of perdition. Who has to come first? Jesus Christ or Antichrist, according to 2 Thessalonians 2, 3.
Antichrist.
That's what it says. And actually, I believe that's talking about Antichrist who will help to reveal the beast. A Jewish Antichrist helped to reveal the beast. That's who's got to come first. Those two guys. And that's why all this junk is happening. And we're not out of here yet. And we're not out of here yet. And so just be informed, I'm telling you, the Word of God, as a faithful man of God, has to do. And we're almost done tonight, but we're going through this, and I want you to just simply see it. But then notice something else here. We already looked at this, but I want to review it because I'm sure we need it. It says, that day will not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. Now listen, I believe there's two things there in verse 3. First is falling away. The word is apostasia. Apostasia. And the second is the man of sin. Now we know when the man of sin is revealed. It's when he gives the mark. And when is that going to be? When is the man of sin revealed for who he is? I personally believe it'll be Adolf Hitler cloned and coming back. But I'm not dogmatic on that, but I very well could be. But he will be revealed and the mark will be given in the... When is that going to be done? Who has it? Luke, when is that going to be revealed?
The halfway point?
Yeah, boy, you've got to be scared with all the buildup I've given you. The halfway point of the 7 years is when... Now, when is this falling away? And there are different teachings on this falling away, but I believe the falling away is a very specific thing. When is the falling away first? First, there's the falling away. And then right in the middle of the 7 years is the mark of the beast. Sarge, when is the falling away? Yeah, that's a teaching, what he just said. The falling away first will be people that will take the mark or not. But I don't believe that. I believe that he will be revealed and they'll have to worship him or not. So they're really those... That would be at the same time. There will be a falling away, certainly, of people that profess faith in Christ, and they'll take the mark. But that won't be first. It'll be, the guy will be revealed. So I believe the falling away first has to do with the nation of Israel. And it will be that which starts the 7 years. Very important. And what will that be? It's in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 15 and 18. And Daniel 9, 24 through 27. It's when, listen to me, the nation of Israel and the leadership of the nation makes a covenant led by the Jewish Antichrist to accept the beast and to lose their national sovereignty to be part of the revived Roman Empire. That's in Daniel, Isaiah 28, 15, and 18. It's called a covenant with death. That will begin the final 7 years. Now, Daniel 9, 24 explains it even further. It says that covenant will confirm the Mosaic covenant. Remember, Israel has not been practicing their Mosaic covenant for years. Now, they may start practicing it before the 7 year starts, but it will confirm it or give strength to it. And it will say for 7 years, you can offer the sacrifices in the temple with the priesthood and all of that on the Temple Mount. You can offer them, and the world government won't give you any hassle. The European Union will protect you. And so they will put their trust in this man. So I'm just saying, verse 3 has two events. Listen to me, I'm almost done. Verse 3 has two events. Number one is the nation of Israel apostatizes, and instead of trusting God to give them the land, who has been blessing them and gave them victory over Russia, because they're going to get a victory over Russia, and gave them victory over the neighbors around them, according to Psalm 83, instead of trusting God, they're going to trust the Jewish Antichrist. And they're going to trust the beast. And this guy's going to look like a lamb, the Jewish Antichrist, but he's going to speak like a what? A dragon. Boy, that is Harari. You got to listen to Harari. Just listen to that Jew, Harari. He is a wicked Jew, and he is apostate, and he is like an Antichrist. And he could be the Antichrist. I don't know. But the guy comes right out, and I've listened to him more than once, and I feel like I'm listening to the devil himself. And he makes me angry. Angry. And so I'm just telling you that the Jewish people Israel will be deceived at that point. God's going to give them victories before then, I believe, but they're going to be deceived. And that will start the time clock of the 7 years. They will now do their sacrifices with the imprimatur of the Antichrist. Now, they could be doing their sacrifices before the 7 years start, but right now they're not even doing their sacrifices. So we're not in the 70th week. Because there's no temple up there. There's no sacrifice. Not yet. We're not in it. And so have that understood. But we're doing things that will lead up to it. Now, right in the middle, you have the man of sin being revealed as being a man that lived before and came back from the dead. That's in Revelation 13, Revelation 17. A man that lived before and came back. He'll be a Gentile. He'll be a world ruler and rule every nation on earth at this time. And that's verse 3. Listen to me, the rapture can't happen before he comes on the scene. There's no clearer teaching anywhere in the Bible than 2 Thessalonians 2, a church epistle. Are you going to accept some man over inspired scripture? If you do, more power to you. You're going to be deceived. I'll stick with the Word of God, and I'll encourage you to stick with the Word of God. And trust God, because he's got this. God's got this. This dragon is big. He started out like a snake, but he's going to wind up as a world-ruling dragon. But God, Jesus is a dragon slayer. Amen? Our lion is bigger than their lion. I like it. This is Easter Sunday night. Our Savior. What's that, Matt? Amen. Our Savior is bigger than Satan, and he can take care of Satan. And I'll just say one thing in closing. Right in the middle of the 7 years, when everybody's making a decision to take the mark or not, there are two witnesses that are going to be preaching in Jerusalem. Two witnesses. And the beast and the Antichrist are going to try to kill them all the time because they're right there in Jerusalem, right, by the way, where the capital of the beast will be. Satan always wants Jerusalem. Did you know that? So he's going to have his capital set right up there in Jerusalem. The armies of the beast are going to come in there in the middle of the 7 years, and they're going to trample under Jerusalem for 3.5 years, and his whole thing is going to be set up there. Do you think he's going to try to kill those two witnesses? Yes, every day probably. Will he be able to do it? Not one time. because God will protect them. I have seen in my ministry Satan try to take me out, and I have found I'm just trusting God. What else can I trust in? Because eventually God may let Satan take me out. Certainly all the apostles except John were killed. But the bottom line is, those two witnesses, he cannot take them out until God says. And that's the beauty. God is in control. Have faith in him. Don't worry. Don't fear. And go forward with the gospel. We still have an open door. Thank God for that. He's watched over us. Thank God for that. Trust him. Mothers, trust him. Get your kids in Christian school or homeschool. Do not give them to the government. The government will try to take them. I thank God he's kept our school protected from any kind of government. They don't mess with our curriculum at all. We don't report to them, not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. God has kept that. I give him all the glory. But that's where we are. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. We've been talking about some heavy stuff.